InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
March 3rd, 2026. This is an emergency broadcast. We are in a planetary emergency. I was a minute late sliding into my chair because so much new stuff was coming out right as I was going on. The developments are so dangerous, so momentous, it is hard for me to even know where to begin. There are so many layers to this, and I think it's very important, especially for new listeners and viewers, to understand that I will watermark this broadcast verbally every 5 minutes or so explaining that my view is this, and I was against this war. But then I will walk through the Iranians' perspective, the Chinese perspective, the Arab, the Israeli. That's what I do. And what a lot of corporate media and others do is they pick little pieces out of the show and claim this is what Jones thinks when I'm giving an Israeli perspective or an Iranian perspective or a Chinese perspective. And that's part of the clickbait mental illness that's even more dangerous than AI deepfakes. And it's really one of the tactics that's flooding the internet with so much confusion. It's not just done to me. It's done all over the place. An example. You'll see a headline where it says, Trump says he can destroy any country he wants. And then the actual quote is, under the law, I can destroy any country I want with 100% embargo economically, but I don't want to do that. I just want a fair deal, but they say I can't put a dollar tariff on them. That doesn't make sense. So that's the total opposite of what they said he said. And I'm just throwing that out there at the start because I'm sitting back about to say what I'm about to say and cover all these different perspectives and the different layers to this. Because that's how we get intelligence. That's how we get smart, is wide spectrum understanding. We have gotten in the position of being so dumbed down, and a lot of people don't even have basic political, cultural, historical depth of any type. They're not even an inch deep. And everything just gets chopped into little mindless blurbs. But here's the bottom line. So I'm going to give you the bottom line of why Trump's doing this and why he thinks it's the right thing to do. And that is not an endorsement of it. Just said it again. And then I'm going to get into the Iranians and their plan to fight to the absolute death. And the Strait of Hormuz being closed, China in total panic mode, the markets panicking. They tried to meet their Supreme Council again to elect from the Council of 12 a ringwraith to be the new Sauron, and they killed them today. And why we're told by the Pentagon, oh, we're just taking out their weapons, then Trump's like, no, it's regime change, and so much more. But as I predicted, this had a very good chance of going sideways. It has. And
introduce Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Just a fight, obliteration. No one cares anymore. The Messiah or mass murderer. Controlling who comes through the door. A culture made of cover-ups. Will leprosy touch their flesh? For backroom meetings and rendezvous, the vultures have come home to nest. The clock runs out. The weakest link. A deadly strike. The threat is real.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026 broadcast. Iran war triggers planetary crisis. Strait of Hormuz closure rocks global markets. China panics as conflict brings major powers into the war. France has sent its aircraft carrier. The Brits are sending theirs. It's going down. Plus, U.S. special ops are on the ground in Iran as Trump floats ground invasion. And you noticed over the weekend, Eric Prince, founder of Blackwater, said, I really can't believe they actually did this against the Pentagon's advice. And then Sunday he said, next, Trump's going to start being told we need troops on the ground. And when I posted that yesterday and you said, this is our line in the sand, I noticed all the white pill worship, whatever Susie Wiles says, fake Trump supporters that just, Johnny Come Lately, lightweights, are like, troops are already there. There's already special ops there. Yeah, we're talking about ground invasion. We know that. These mental midgets will always create a fake straw man debate to say we don't know what we're talking about. It's you that don't know what you're talking about. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff had his officers come out and have cautionary reports in the media. I confirmed that. Eric Prince and many others have come out and warned folks about the real pitfalls of the probability of global destabilization and big problems. And then the Pentagon gets its orders to go along with it, and they say, to clarify, we showed the downs and the ups, but we showed the serious problems, but also great potential. My point is that I am talking to the people at the Pentagon, and so are others at the highest levels, and they were against this because it's a roll of the dice, and it causes all sorts of cascading events that are extremely hard to predict. And yes, the Pentagon has done an incredible job on the mission. I mean, yes, individually, the military's done a great job. We're not, that's a separate issue. Spectacular. Sends a very strong message to China and Russia and others. And that's part of this, but that's part of the calculus. The point is, those of us saying this was very dangerous and a roll of the dice, and it's looking like it's going really sideways and maybe over the edge of a cliff, and I'm got a big pucker factor here. I don't want it to get really bad so I can go, look, I was right again. But I know how these things unfold. We're not traitors and we're not Democrats when we, as smart individuals that built the missile gantry that Trump launched from, that built the SpaceX platform for him, we're not a Democrat cult. We're informed and we will have our voices heard. And you want our voices heard, or the Israeli voices and the neocon voices that want total war, Middle East-wide, including war with Turkey, are going to have their way, and they're all thinking one-dimensionally and are out of their minds. We're going to go to Trump being asked about oil prices in a moment. But let me throw out the different pieces of this, okay? Now, remember, when this all kicked off in June last year, 9 months ago, I said this is about regime change. This is about getting the camel's nose on the tent flap. This is about sleepwalking into full war. That's what the real policy is regime change. And Israel and the U.S. are trying to overthrow the mullahs, and they had four or five big uprisings they financed since then that failed. And then Trump says, oh, they've got missiles. Now we've got to take out their military that can deliver nukes, which I told you they would do. And that's really cover for regime change. And now they kill the Ayatollah and a bunch of the military command, as you know, in the first strike at 2 a.m. Texas time, Saturday morning. And then they had the Ayatollahs and, you know, the Council of 12 and a bunch of their leadership meeting again in another bunker. And the Pentagon believes all in there were basically killed. That's another Israeli strike today. And they're not going to give up. And as you go down the ranks, you know, the IRC and the rest of it, they even get more psychotic and are more dug in. Then you have the Strait of Hormuz that is closed, sunken ships in it, but not fully blocked, but closed because the insurance companies won't let any ships go through because they get attacked, they get sunk. So effectively, they have closed it without having to physically close it, by sinking a couple oil tankers in it. And a few more, it'll be blocked physically. And then we're going to have to, quote, send in ground troops to, quote, control the other side of the beach so that they can send in the big dredges and stuff to haul them out. And see, that's there'll be mounting pressure. Oh, the U.S. has to go in, has to open it. You see how, and then you get the next piece, the next piece, the next piece. And then those troops are going to get attacked that are on the ground securing the Strait of Hormuz on the Iranian side, and then we're going to have to expand to push that group back, and then, oh, those troops are attacked. We got to expand to defend those troops. See how this works? It's called an escalatory ladder. So everybody that wants to play general or field marshal out there who's totally pro-war and likes to sit back and drink whiskey and, you know, grill steaks like this is a form of entertainment, you just wait till all the sleeper cells activate, which has already started. You just wait till a gallon of gas is $9. You just wait till the recovery fails, which all the economists agree, if this happens for even 3 to 6 months, it will kill the Trump economic plan. So just remember, we're in the fourth turning right now, and this is all coming to a head. Dow drops more than 800 points as oil surges, bond yields climb in response to deepening Iran conflict. And you got the French sending an aircraft carrier. You got the British sending a bunch of ships. You have the B-52s about to blast off from Diego Garcia. You have the Russians saying they may just strike Europe, saying Trump has set the precedent. They can attack whoever they want. China is panicking, saying they're looking at sending military. I mean, this is how full-on giant wars start. And we're at the end of a cycle, the end of an economic bubble globally, not just us, the whole world. We were the best house in a bad neighborhood. As long as we innovated and cut taxes and expanded, we were going to come out economically on top. What did I say? Only way they derail this is with a new super deadly virus, much worse than COVID lockdowns. They've said that they're going to challenge Trump with that. Fauci, all of them again, Hotez, the UN. They've also said a big war, Russia or this or Taiwan, North Korea, that the globalists believe will keep them in charge with a global crisis big enough that they can bring in all the police state controls and the economic rate reset and the social credit score. And because there's such a giant war and conscription prepared and the draft and all this, that this big war will be the cover for the totalitarian takeover. Okay. So those of us, you know, that didn't live through World War II or Korea or whatever, most people are dead from then. Those old timers were concerned about war and stuff and nuclear war. And we came close to it because they'd already been through a lot and their parents had been through a lot in World War I. But because we've had a volunteer military and stuff since Vietnam, after people seem like, you know, it's another world over there. No, it's just a few minutes away by hypersonic missile. And so people feel insulated from all of this, like it's a game show. It's a Netflix entertainment thriller. This ain't a thriller. Okay? This is real. And anytime you have global economic collapse, giant populations, food shortages, you get war. Even if you don't have evil forces trying to get a war, you get one every time. But we have evil forces trying to get it. And, you know, Trump's answer is, well, Iran's just evil. And I agree their leaders are evil. But so are ours. I mean, by and large, we've got the Democratic Party and the Satanists. I mean, I think the Iranians kind of nailed it when they call us the Great Satan. Now, under their Islam, pedophilia is basically legal and everything else. So they're kind of like the orchestra for Satan. I mean, the point is, there's plenty of evil to go around here. We need a Christian revolution. We need a new awakening, a great awakening. We need a new crusade, not to go invade the Middle East, but to compartmentalize them and rediscover who we are. We have the left allied with Islam because they're both anti-Western, anti-Christian. So we have a congressman popping in who was in the depositions of Hillary and Bill. We're going to look at that a little bit at the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to move back into all this war news and huge guests, your calls, analysis. But the calculus that went into this was Israel was going to go ahead and strike them. And so we had to hit them. And I've been saying Israel's holding us hostage. Not just controlling our foreign policy with AIPAC and bragging about it, but knowing that Iran would strike U.S. bases, because we've given Israel the weapons, bare minimum, if we kept giving them the weapons, which we've done. And so when Israel hit last Saturday morning, U.S. time, we were brought into the war. And they've got the Israel propaganda brigade out all over the internet. When you say that, say you're anti-Semitic, you're a traitor. Well, the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, just said it in a press conference yesterday. This is a fact. But he said it like it's legitimate. And, well, they were going to fire missiles at our bases, so we had to wipe their missiles out. So we hit them with our ally, with our weapons. We hit them first, and then they're terrorists when they shoot back. I mean, it's gaslighting, folks, okay? But at least they're being honest at the level of what it is. And I've got those clips. But regardless, we're in this now, and I know that before Trump even got back in, the top generals said a full-on attack on Iran is too dangerous because of all the different ramifications that we now see unfolding. And Trump just keeps hoping there'll be regime change and they'll fall on their own. That's why he's like, well, we got 46 of them or whatever. They just got a whole bunch more of them today. The problem is, you know, the Iranians build all these great missiles, and they're not stupid. The Persians, you know, have always had, you know, good genes. I know most of these Shiites actually are out of Saudi Arabia and stuff. You know, genetically, they're not even really Persians. But you got to give it to these mullahs. They are dumber than a box of rocks, how they keep meeting in these bunkers that aren't secure. Have you heard of Zoom, Dumbo? Well, that isn't secure. The Israelis have hacked all of their internal security cameras. The Israelis were watching the bunkers Saturday morning or in the afternoon over there and released the video of the 31 bombs hitting from the top. And then, oh, look, let's show you a snuff film inside. And, of course, I said that at the time. I said the Israelis have hacked all their cameras. And now it came out, Israel goes, oh, yeah, we control the street cameras. Israel could have already turned their cameras off if they want to. They're in the Iranians' cameras. Just like when you have Ring on your house or wherever, it's watching everything you do. It just came out today that Meta engineers, couples sit there and record their sex and other stuff. And people watch porn with their Meta glasses. And there are people in offices all over the world at Meta. It was the Kenyan office that blew the whistle because their particular group's Christian. They're like, this is immoral. Give it to the Africans. African Christians are just great people. It shows they have the spirit of Christ in them. See, they're not running around like demons anymore. It's like we were acting like demons, white people, before we got Christ. And they're like, we think this is immoral. So they've blown the whistle that they're watching everything you do. And so is AI. That's real smart. And that's my point about all this. I told people, I was the first to tell people that Atlantic, Scientific Atlantic cable boxes in 1996 had microphones in them listening to everything you do and sending it back and creating a Word file out of it. And I got a visit by the FBI over that. Just to threaten me. They didn't even bring up the box. They just, I mean, they showed up hours after the show. Yeah. I was the first to report the secret UN program to take blood from all babies starting in 1974, the year I was born, and putting it in the UN genetic database that was later declassified decades later. The public just can't handle the truth. So I want to go to some of Trump talking during the press conference, some of the things he's saying. Then I've got the Marco Rubio stuff, the congressman, all of that coming up. We'll take a little segue into Epstein, is it as important, little window, and these people will get back into all this. But here's some of the headlines. Trump says time for Iran talks is over and obliterates meeting to pick new leader. Trump earlier told Iran it's too late for negotiations as Israel launched a ground invasion of Lebanon. It's another little added expansion. U.S. president delivered Iran's reeling leadership was gone as airstrikes keep rocking the Middle East. U.S. troops died in triple-wide trailer Pentagon called Fortified. U.S. military death toll rises to 6. Iran war heralds an era of AI-powered bombing quicker than speed of thought. Yeah, when you watch those Israeli 30 bombers all unload their bombs at the exact same second perfectly in formation, that's AI. Iran live updates. U.S. and Israel officials warn Iran war could last weeks as fighting intensifies. Warning issued to Americans in 14 countries as Iran war grows. Depart now. Dow drops 1,200 points as oil surges. Bond yields climb in response to deepening Iran conflict. Live updates. Yeah, where's the Dow right now? Let's look up current numbers. Middle East escalation sends shockwaves through Europe's energy markets. We'll be getting to all this more details. Britain scrambles warships to Cyprus after France deploys aircraft carrier. Day 4, Iran drones and missiles challenge stretch U.S. forces. Iran strikes the U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia as war expands yet again. It's basically obliterated one of our biggest naval bases over there in Qatar. As Iran retaliates, U.S. closes embassies in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. Iran launches attack on largest U.S. base in the Middle East, warns Trump. Iran drones and missiles challenge stretch U.S. forces. Iran's strategy, expand the war, increase the cost, outlast Trump. Iran's missile math, $20,000 drones versus 4 million Patriots. What would it take for oil to reach 120 a barrel, according to J.P. Morgan? And emboldened, Israel is seizing opportunities to remake the region. No, they're really happy. This is great. Israel backed Iran's traffic cams, hacked their traffic cams for years before Ayatollah assassinated. Dramatic video appears to show downed F-15 pilot being threatened by a pipe-wielding Kuwaiti. You know, those are little buddies. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's son, highly vulnerable target while in Miami as Iran war spirals. Yeah, old Netanyahu's son. Continuing. How they hyped Iran's supposed attempted assassinations of Trump. That was the final calculus to get him to attack, they say. Yeah, and that wasn't really Iran doing that. Those were CIA groups hiring people out of Pakistan who thought they were doing it for Iran so they could brainwash Trump into thinking Iran was trying to kill him. I mean, they'd shot their mouths off about it, but they'd never really done it. And they'd said they hadn't. Now they will try to kill him. Look at this. Satellite images reveal aftermath of drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's biggest refinery. Yeah, this is big damage. This is a real war. I saw Andrew Tate, who I think's a smart guy overall, say this whole thing's fake. It's just a few missiles, a backroom deal's been made. Andrew, you're right a lot, but you're wrong on that, buddy boy. This is big time. This is bad. This is an attempt to decapitate completely. All right, we're going to go to break. Can I have my guest folder? That'd be awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it. Now, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and get into all this. But here's Marco Rubio, clip 16, and we'll go into Netanyahu saying, oh, this war is going to last a long time, and it's about regime change. So it was first about getting their nukes, and then it was about getting their missiles, and now it's about regime change. And so, you see, we've been deceived about what this was, and that's why I've been against it. It wasn't just designed to get out of control. That was the plan, to do whatever it takes. Like I said on Saturday, we're now committed to this. We're now committed to this. We've been committed to this. And you can say, well, the goal on its surface looks good, right? Except the globalists always sabotage stuff because they don't want to stabilize things. Let's go to the clips.
States conducted this operation with a very clear goal in mind. I haven't got a chance to see a lot of reporting. I don't understand what the confusion is. Let me explain it to you, and I'll do it once again as clearly as possible. Perhaps you'll report it that way. The United States is conducting an operation to eliminate the threat of Iran's short-range ballistic missiles and the threat posed by their Navy, particularly to naval assets. That is what it is focused on doing right now, and it's doing quite successfully. I'll leave it to the Pentagon and the Department of War to discuss the tactics behind that and the progress that's being made. That is the clear objective of this mission. The second question that's been asked is, why now? Well, there's two reasons why now. The first is it was abundantly clear that if Iran came under attack by anyone, the United States or Israel or anyone, they were going to respond and respond against the United States. The orders had been delegated down to the field commanders. It was automatic, and in fact, it bared to be true because, in fact, within an hour of the initial attack on the leadership compound, the missile forces in the south and in the north, for that matter, had already been activated to launch. In fact, those had already been pre-positioned. The third is the assessment that was made that if we stood and waited for that attack to come first before we hit them, we would suffer much higher casualties. And so the president made the very wise decision. We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties and perhaps even higher those killed. And then we would all be here answering questions about why we knew that and didn't act.
I said it could be quick and decisive. It may take some time, but it's not going to take years. It's not an endless war. In fact, it's an effort right now to achieve the peace that we all yearn and pray for.
I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March Mega Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalists. we are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Big Money. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesStore.com can keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win-win. Has InfoWars not delivered? A gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in, so you make $10 on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals with everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And spiraling and metastasizing. We'll be getting to that in great detail today. What it's doing in the markets. They just took out a whole bunch of the Mullah's council trying to elect a new Sauron. But I wanted to get Representative Eric Burleson to pop in because I know he was in both the hearings and well, the depositions of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. And it's obviously one thing a few days later to see video of it, but to be there in person to see the behind the scenes stuff. And to see Hillary acting like she knows nothing about Ghislaine Maxwell or anybody after 2008, even though she was at her daughter's wedding and so much more after that. We know they were heavily involved in their foundation and then the founding of it. And I think Hillary's really committed perjury here. It wouldn't be the first time. Then we saw her get mad because Congresswoman Boebert put out a photo, big deal, blows up, storms off. What difference does it make? And when she gets a bunch of people killed, what difference does it make? But when somebody takes a photo of her highness, she just explodes. I don't like Bill Clinton, but it was something else when he's looking at the picture of him with women in a hot tub and he starts smiling like a dirty old man and his lawyer gets, you know, blushes and grabs it away and he grabs it away. And I thought he was going to start, you know, wedding with himself under the table. But it's just something else. Representative Eric Burleson is a sixth-generation Missourian with 20 years of private sector experience and investment advisor and software consultant. He's got a great voting record and his great patriot. I'm not going to go over his whole background, but he's a patriot and loves to hunt and fish and all the rest of it, but mainly defend our country. And he joins us right now from Missouri's 7th District, what he represents. I think he's in D.C. right now, congressional district. Thank you so much for coming on with us just to give your take on what it was like to be there and where you think this Epstein investigation is going in general. And then I want to just ask you briefly, Congressman, I appreciate your time, on what you overall think about this Iran situation.
Thank you, Alex. It's an honor to be on. I never thought that it was not on my bingo card to be sitting across the table from Bill and Hillary Clinton in a deposition. When I ran for Congress, I had no idea. But, you know, Hillary, on day one, she came in and was extremely frustrated to be there. She was aggressive from the get-go. And look, that photo that Lauren Boebert took happened before the deposition began. And keep in mind, the Democrats were live texting the New York Times and other reporters while the meeting was going on, but that was never brought up, and they never were upset about that. But they were upset because Lauren took a photo before the briefing even began. So look, I think it was theater. I think when her attorney announced that there was a photo on the internet, I think that it was an opportunity for Hillary to create a scene. And really, I think that they tried to use every bit of that to try to end the hearing altogether. But Chairman Comer, behind the scenes, pointed out and was able to prove that photo was taken before things started. And he was able to prove that the Democrats were texting, which forced Hillary back to the table. Otherwise, I think it would have ended in that first segment.
You're absolutely right, Congressman. These are standard tactics. By her blowing up, that became the main story, and not her lying about continuing her relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell and her lies that she basically didn't have a relationship with her. When we have the emails and the history and the articles about it at the time praising it, that her found that she was instrumental helping set up their global initiative. They were thick as thieves. Obviously, she wasn't flying around doing social stuff with Epstein, because Hillary, you know, has her own harems reportedly, you know, that she's always controlled according to all the witnesses. You know, she likes to keep the little bevy of women for herself, you know, right on her own little chicken ranch. But I mean, to me, she changed the subject from what I think is clear perjury.
Yeah. I mean, look, what was remarkable to me is this woman had an individual who donated to her campaign $20,000, and she doesn't have any recollection of that. Doesn't remember that. I think most elected officials, almost every elected official, will remember someone who donates at that significant of a level. But Hillary does not. She also doesn't remember meeting him when he came to make donations for the White House Historical Society. She also doesn't remember, you know, that he came and visited the White House 17 times when Bill was president. She also doesn't remember the fact that she hired Ghislaine Maxwell's nephew to work on her campaign and to work for her when she was Secretary of State. She also really vaguely recalled trying to distance herself actually from Ghislaine Maxwell, saying that Ghislaine was not really invited to her daughter's wedding. She was just a plus one for their friend Ted Waite. One had to wonder what in God's name would it have taken for you to be on Hillary's radar if a $20,000 check and visiting 17 times and appearing at all these fundraiser events and going to your wedding, what would it have taken for you to be on her radar?
Well, I mean, I saw her a few weeks ago say, we have no connections to the Epsteins. We have no connections. Bill Clinton, now we know how powerful Epstein was on the Trilateral Commission. We knew that, but not that he was the stand-in for David Rockefeller, the head of it. That he really, this hype that he was super important was not hype. In fact, it was wilder than I knew once we got these documents. I mean, this guy really was involved in everything. And he's heavily involved in the Democratic Party and heavily involved in just every level of things going on there, and absolutely critical to really the whole Clinton model that they learned pretty much from Epstein. So that's what's in there. And so this guy was really a consultant to them. And you've got Ghislaine with the highest level security clearance into the palace, just like Jimmy Savile had with the royalty. And you know, their aircraft were allowed to land at restricted military bases that only if you have a special national security passes and codes you can do. Clearly, they were working for, you know, international intelligence agencies, and the Clintons have heavy connections to that. So I think continuing along into this is really going to be a treasure trove, and it's important because so far they're only trying to focus on Trump connections that are very thin, but it's then frustrating to see the administration not more energetic getting this all out in the past when it all sticks to the Democrats. So I see them grabbing victory from the jaws of defeat by Republicans not hammering this enough. That's why I'm very thankful to you and Congressman Mace and others.
Yeah, there's two things with Bill Clinton and that testimony that I think were takeaways from me that I think are important to stress that people need to be doing deep dives in. One is that there was an email that belonged to Bill Clinton. It began with WJC. And in that email, which apparently what Bill Clinton said is that he was not handling that email account. It was his body man, Doug Band was handling that account. And in that email, there's some very torrid exchanges between Ghislaine Maxwell and that email, and to the point where she was saying that she had a crush on him and that he was hung like a horse. I mean, this is a crazy kind of back and forth conversation. And now Bill seemed to think that it be surprised that exchange was going on. I think that in his mind, he's just coming to realize that Doug Band was using his BlackBerry and email to have basically a relationship and was having a behind the scenes relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell. Meanwhile, his friend Ted Waite was also having a public relationship with her. It's a wild story that would almost be a soap opera if it weren't real life. The other thing that's really wild, and I had to ask the president about this, is his friend, Mark Middleton, who worked with him from the time that he was in Arkansas, came up with him and worked with in the White House. Mark Middleton was the individual who signed Jeffrey Epstein in 17 times. And it just so happens that Mark Middleton committed suicide in 2022 when all of the revelations were occurring. And he did so by apparently hanging himself while also shooting himself with a shotgun. Again, adding one more suspicious suicide to the long list of individuals that have committed suicide that are connected to the Clintons.
Well, that's right. His death reminded me of all the hundreds, the Arkansides, where Fami Malek, the medical examiner that Clinton loved and promoted, would say that people with their arms and legs cut off that were put in plastic bags and gasoline poured on them did it to themselves. That's, of course, impossible. You'd have people with a whole bunch of shotgun holes to their backs and then evidence of being tortured before they were killed. Quite a few of those. So if I ever get found hung with a shotgun blast to myself, I obviously did not kill myself.
Yeah, me too, Alex. If there's a double tap to the back of my head, it was not me. I am not suicidal.
Well, look at Vince Foster. No blood at the scene. Everything cleaned up. It's just amazing. So what are the next steps in this? Because we got a nice confidence act from Hillary and Bill. You know, her laughing at, oh, there's no connections to us in Pizzagate. They divert off of this pizza place that the media did. They created the story about the pizza place, not the WikiLeaks, where they say to John Podesta, and it's a woman that ran a service where you could rent kids just for fun. I mean, it literally says on her site, doesn't say for what. And she said, we're delivering the 7, her name, 9 and 11-year-old children to the wooded facility, a retreat log cabin. There's a hot tub by the pool. They'll be there at this time in the pool in the hot tub for your entertainment. But remember, they're well-trained, but they are children. I mean, and there's hundreds of those. These are real. And she just acted like she doesn't know. And I noticed that whoever was asked the question at that time, started to go there. And I could see Hillary, even though she puts on that, you know, act that she's confident, getting really scared right there, because that's smoking gun stuff. What are 7-year-olds being delivered by Uber to the woods to John Podesta for his entertainment?
Yeah, I mean, Podesta was another individual that did come up. But he, look, there's so many people that are connected to the Clintons. And frankly, Hillary had amnesia on almost every connection and every interaction. So she distanced herself from quite a lot of it. In fact, she seemed to be living her life in such a way that everything revolves around her, and she doesn't really pay much attention to what's happening in the lives of the people around her. In fact, I asked the question, one would think that she cares about her daughter, and her daughter was traveling with Ghislaine Maxwell and traveling with Jeffrey Epstein. They were at the wedding at Morocco, the famous wedding where Bill was likely that's the location where he's in the hot tub. And she was only 21 years old at that time. Well, that would put her in an age that would make her potentially a victim. And so I'd asked Hillary, did you ever consider that Chelsea might have been a victim? And did you ask her questions now that you know? Well, she refused to really answer that question. She really fell back on that she, you know, all of this happened at a time when she was not involved, did not have a relationship, and she had no idea what was going on. But the real question, why wouldn't she go back and ask Chelsea the question after the fact, as we've all found out, you know, in hindsight? And why wouldn't you ask your husband? I mean, my wife would be asking me if photos from 20 years ago came about where I was in a hot tub with other women. My wife would be asking me about these texting messages that are going back and forth between my email and another woman. That those are the kinds of things that would not escape any other spouse, but apparently they totally escape Hillary Clinton.
And then we get all the Epstein files, and I've literally seen 500 of them where it says things like delivering the sex slave to the Hyatt, had to beat up the sex slave later, didn't carry out the mission right. We got one piece of pizza that's glowing and really you're going to enjoy it. It's really loving, but 70, you're going to have to share it and thinly slice it. On, women, well, you bought my baby. Do you want to buy more? And real Epstein emails. And we got Cash Patel saying there's nothing to investigate. I think that's one thing that's really pissed off constituents. I already studied Trump, already knew all about him, already knew the socialites. I knew Trump had nothing to do with underage girls, very little to do with Epstein except being fellow socialites in New York and Florida. And so just overall, there have been some Republicans that have been really pushing and doing a great job, I think. And I think the administration has unduly demonized them for wanting to get to the bottom of this, where they're just being moral and doing what their constituents want. Listen, I have people at the grocery store and the gas pump in the last year say, hey, when's your boy Trump going to release the Epstein? And by the way, they're Trump supporters. I'm sure you get it from your constituents. Where do you see that going?
Look, I mean, never underestimate the ineptitude and the laziness of government bureaucrats, Alex. I think that we have way too much confidence in the FBI and the Department of Justice and their ability to pull this off and to do a thorough investigation. I mean, the longer that I'm in politics, the more that I'm convinced that government is not the answer to our problems. I really think that getting these documents released, I hope that folk like your listening audience and people that can dedicate time to this are going to do the job that the government has no desire to do, really. And that is comb through this, find the connections, build the case. Because, I mean, it's millions and millions of documents. And it's going to take a large scale effort to kind of pull everything together. Maybe there's an AI software out there that can do a lot of this. But at the end of the day, I think that the vast resources of citizens out there that care about this and can dedicate time will eclipse the
No, you're right.
The
you're right. We need to crowdsource this. Well, I've talked to AI experts. All the major AI does, and it does a great job. We use it all the time. Grok, all of it. ChatGPT is great, except they've restricted it. So if it's anything that deals with liberals, it won't give you answers. But as you know, but the Justice Department made it where you can only search 10 items at a time. both in the public database, the one that Congress can see, and broke the links in the photos and videos, though we found a way to find them. So it's the searchability function. When I've talked to IT people, it's done on purpose to limit it to 10. It makes it easier for the database actually to search it all, just like Google does. So they're deliberately making it hard to search, which, again, who runs or ran the FBI security parameters in all their computers? Ghislaine Maxwell's sister. Did you know that?
I had no idea. I did not know that.
I didn't learn it.
Truly, unlike the Clintons, I truly did not know that, Alex. That's interesting.
I didn't know it. It's in this 3 million. And guess where her sister works? She runs the World Economic Forum's complete computer systems and security.
Wow.
Wow. These people were powerful. That people say I'm always right. That's not true. I'm generally right. I underestimated how powerful Epstein was. I mean, this guy was like the switchboard he's saying to the head of the EU and others and the head of the World Economic Forum that had to resign over it, we've set up the alternative world government with you and the Trilateral Commission, and we need to accelerate the UN giving its authority to you. That's 4 years before the UN gave co-equal decision-making on policy that was 3 years ago, to the WF. So I think this investigation of Epstein is a lot bigger than just the women and underage girls, which is important. But that's why the intelligence agencies don't want it coming out, and that's why Trump's getting so much headwinds.
That's right. I think it is bigger. That's why I think that a lot of questions needed to be asked about to intelligence. That was my line of questioning with both Bill and Hillary. Of course, they had no knowledge. They claimed to not have been briefed and had no insights as to whether or not he's connected to intelligence, whether it's foreign intelligence or U.S. intelligence.
I heard you ask that question. They're like, what? That's ridiculous. Well, why would you ask us that? I mean, it's in any super spook isn't officially in the agencies. They're just, everybody knows, hey, this is the guy to talk to. We know it's Bill Barr's dad who brought him in, who was OSS CIA, and so was Bill Barr. In closing, Congressman, great job with what you're doing. Congressman Burleson, Representative Eric Burleson on X, YouTube, Fresh Freedom Podcast. But lastly, what is your overall take on the Iran situation? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What is the general feeling up there? I'm no fan of the mullahs, but I do think at this point you need a declaration of war. This is full war. This is not just get rid of their weapons. This is regime change. They just killed more of their leaders, meeting to try to elect a new leader today. What is your overall view on this, and what is the sense of colleagues?
I think the overall view is that what happened in Venezuela was a general success. The fact that they were in and out, boots were only on the ground for a limited number of hours. I think people are willing to give the president some grace here. He's certainly not a globalist by any definition. I think that, I think that a lot of us are willing to give him a little bit more rope or slack than we would other presidents who seem to be eager to get us involved in another war. I don't think this president is eager to do that. So I think it may be a little bit early to do a war powers resolution. I think I'd say give it a week and see where this goes. But I think Congress eventually should step in if this is going to escalate further.
Yeah, there's now talk of, we know there's special ops there, but actual ground invasion is on the table. I know Trump wants to leave it on the table so they don't, underestimate us. But obviously Congress will need to vote on this if we're going to have a ground invasion.
Yeah, absolutely. I 1,000% agree with that.
Well, I'll say this. Everything Trump does is pro-America. We can say some of it might not be right. We all have our opinions. But this is definitely, in his perspective, America first. So is Venezuela. It's destroying the old globalist order. We're acting unilaterally, which we should as a nation in our interest. And so I had grave concerns, as the founder of Blackwater did, and even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said there's a lot of downsides to roll the dice. I think the president did this from a place of thinking it's the right thing to do. But I agree now that this has happened. I hope the regime falls quickly, or we realize they're not going to fall and pull back quickly, or Congress votes and you should go to the American people. Maybe he should do a poll and see what they want. But it's definitely a historic moment and definitely has destroyed the old globalist order.
I think the one thing that's interesting about this, I would call it the Trump doctrine, is that he's really leaning on our strengths, which is, taking care of a country with our air superiority and whenever a country is being hostile to the interests of the United States and a threat to the interests of the United States, but not getting involved in trying to go in and change the cultures. And yeah, exactly. I think that hitting the reset button, really. In fact, his last interview, he, in so many words, defined it as hitting the reset button and saying, you know, worst case scenario is we end up with someone that's similar to the previous Ayatollah. And that leaves us, I mean, in a position where we were, and we could always hit the reset button again. But I do not want to see us put any kind of troops on the ground whatsoever.
I agree with you. Well, if they pull out, they stop now the supposed mission to degrade their weapons and nukes, that's done for a few more years. But we see Israel pushing us to go all the way, and I think that's not their place to do that. Congressman Representative Eric Burleson, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. All right. Big news with Iran, but I saw him on Brianna Morello, who was actually watching her show, and then she sends me a text, hey, would you like him on? I'm like, yeah, she is so awesome. She's so professional, a great talk show host, great journalist, and like a producer, helps my producers. She's just amazing. We love her. All right. I don't want this Iran thing to go bad. I didn't say it would go bad. I said there was a good chance it would. And it's going that direction, okay? So people deserve to know what the real experts are saying. And notice before they even came out and said this, I was saying it. Because, I mean, I do my homework, okay? And I think people should be ready for what's going down. On the economy, sleeper cells, what China, what Russia's going to do. I mean, and yeah, obviously they war game this. They knew if the Iranians closed the Strait of Hormuz, it'll hurt us, but hurt the Chinese a lot more. I mean, they're getting like half their oil through there. China is in absolute panic mode right now. People are like, oh, that's a good thing. A lot of countries like that, you know, the psychology of a dictatorship. The Japanese attacked us when we cut their oil off before World War II. You're like, well, good. We won that, didn't we? Yeah. Was that? Should we have avoided it? We could have. Yes. My point is we're up to a new World War moment here. This is not Iraq. This is not Afghanistan. This is not Grenada. This is not Venezuela. This has all the potentials of a chain reaction of escalatory destruction, and it's happening. It's now the gravity of what wars suck societies into is manifesting itself. This is known. This has been well studied. So that's why Eric Prince looks like a deer in the headlights, because he's smarter than hell. And others, they're just like, don't do it. It's a roll of the dice. This is not a casino, folks. This isn't just money we're betting, okay? Now, it has scared the hell out of everybody, though. I mean, Trump's definitely put his pecker on the table. We'll be right back. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or, you know, in the arena, and he says, are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March mega sale right now, running until the 17th at theofficestore.com and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.